You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are many things in life worth keeping unsullied, from our good name to our good new shirt.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruse, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Gerzan. Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
Today's question comes from a listener. They wanted to know if sully and soil are related, since they have these similar meanings. And they also wanted to know if sully is related to sullen, because they sound sort of similar, and they both have these sort of, I guess, negative connotations.
And this listener also happens to be a graduate student at the University of Michigan. I had not thought too much about sully and soil and sullen. Let's first take off the table sullen, because sullen actually comes from a different root. But sully and soil are related. Let's start with sully. This verb comes from French. It comes from the French verb souiller, which means pollute or defile. And when sully comes into English, OED has it in 1615. That's what it means, to pollute, to stain. Early on, it also takes on metaphorical meanings. So you could sully something physically, you can also sully it metaphorically. What I really like about the history of this word is that Shakespeare loved this word. When you look in the Oxford English Dictionary, most of their first citations for this word are from Shakespeare.
Oh, that's so cool. Which plays?
Start with 1616, Winter's Tale. Here we get the verb, sully the purity and whiteness of my sheets. So there we've got the physical meaning. 1616, Henry VI. Here's a metaphorical use of sully. The overdaring Talbot hath sullied all his gloss of former honor by this unheedful adventure.
That is a mouthful.
But sullied the gloss of his honor. So there we're seeing the metaphorical meaning. 1598, we're still on Shakespeare, Henry IV. We have sully without an object. Look you, Francis, your white canvas doublet will sully.
Oh no, keep that doublet clean.
Exactly. And Shakespeare could even use sully as a noun. Here's Hamlet. Laying these slight sullies on my son. In other words, these stains. And there it was metaphorical. The verb soil comes from the same French root. We've got that back into the 13th century in English. And in English, from early on, it could, again, be both physical in the sense of stain. It could also be metaphorical, to defile with sin. I was trying to think about, okay, how do I use these words now? I have a pretty strong collocation. That's the word linguists would use to talk about a word that tends to co-occur with another word. My collocation for sully is reputation.
That's the first thing that comes to mind for me, too. Yep.
That is either what is or is not going to be sullied is your reputation. And often sully is now used metaphorically, often with reputation. But it is possible, I found this example, lipstick sullied his collar, which is clearly physical, but I think something else might be sullied there, too,
right?
Perhaps not just the color. And then soil, I also have very strong collocations here. For me, it's about diapers.
Yeah, definitely clothing, definitely soiling of a certain nature.
And when you look up that word in terms of our usage, you often get diapers, underwear. You can also get soiled garden gloves, things that get dirty. But I found an example where I might have used sully. This is from a newspaper where they're writing about a mail carrier who had soiled the reputation of all mail carriers.
Oh, no. How did he do that?
That's a long story, which we're not going to get into. But to answer the question, soil and sully do go back to the same root. They both, over their history, have been used for actual stains and metaphorical stains. I think now you're seeing one used more for physical stains and one more for metaphorical. But they remain interchangeable if one uses sully at all. And I think sully is not entirely healthy as a verb in English.
Well, and that's another, that's what they say, in which we maintain our glowing reputation. No sullying here. Thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.